Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan Tovshin Pei Hei, Rav Chaim Nissen, helping me.
One second.
Agit Chodesh, Agit Morgen, Agit Ne'er Shabbos. The minig in Torah is Erev Shabbos always to try B'siyata D'Shmaya to say a few different Torah on the Parsha. But being Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, at least to mention, now we're now starting a month which is very famous. For the Heilige Krishna said the word Cheshvan comes from the Loshen Merachshin Svosei. The lips are still moving. We had the whole month already earlier from Elul that we're marba with tefillas v'sachnunim, with davening with many tefillas, many yeshanas. And now we continue in this month of Cheshvan, even though there's no Yom Tovim in this month, but our lips are still continuing to move, continuing to daven. And we see in Parashas Noach as well that the Sforn tell us that the word Teva, which we think is just being the ark, the Teva which saved Noach and the many animals during the Mabul, the Sforn tell us the word Teva also means a word, which means this is referring to the words of Torah, the words of Tefillah. The Sforn say various Rambam in the Pesukim regarding the word of the Teva, the Moshel. Should enlighten the words. The words should be lechtig. That should be the words of davening should be said with a not just in a dry manner, but should be said in a manner that the words are lechtig. There's other psukim which are meramas on the in avodas tefillah. The Rishoyim trying to stop Noach coming to the teva. When we daven, there's always challenges not to be able to daven properly. But really, the ultimate drega has to be a boy ela teva, which means come into the teva, come into the words. The person's davening, he's totally involved in the avodas tefillah, and then that will able to save him throughout the day, throughout everything else that he's doing, to be protecting from the elements around him throughout the course of the day. So starting at the beginning of the sedra, this year, it entered my mind, Anu Knaitshin Rashi, the first Rashi this week's Sedra. Rashi has a very, very simple question. The Torah starts off, Eile told us Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Thanks to the word told us generation. So we grammatically correct, it's actually Toledois. But we won't elaborate about that now. So the question is, the Pasuk continues and he says, you would have expected to say the next word should be Shem, Chom, and Yofes. Those were the told us. The Pasuk has an interruption. The Torah says, Noach ish tzadik tom hoi b'dei reisav, and the Torah is meshabeach, the milus of Noach. The question is, why? We should have expected the generation to be Shem Chom Yofes. Rashi got two answers. First answer is, hoil v'hizkiroi. We mentioned Noach's name, we said the word Noach, sipa b'shvochoi, we meshabeach Noach. Shenei mazich tzadik lebrocha. We mention a tzadik, straight away we have to bench him. Tovach noch abschat, Lametcha comes to teach you, Sheikha told the same Shadike Masim Toivim. The main offspring of Tzadike Masim Toivim. So let's just explain Poshe Pshat. According to the first Pshat, the teretz of the words Eile told us Noach is in the next Pasuk, Shem Chom Yofes. The reason why the Torah says Noach is Tzadik is to teach you this lesson. You mention the word of a Tzadik in passing. You're talking about his children. You're not even talking about him. You want to know his children? But I said the word Noach. So one second, Zeche Tzadik, Nebrocha, Noach is Tzadik, Tomayim V'derisam. The second shot is that the answer for the question of Eile Tildes Noach is straight away answered. You know the main Tildes are, Noach is Tzadik. All the Milets about him, those are the Milets of him, those are the main Milets of Noach. So I was thinking that the two shots of Emma's Toyla one on each other. If you want to know the right way, how a person is able to inspire someone to make sure that this tzaddik should be producing masim tovim, the best way to do that is by being misafe b'shvochei, which means that if when you mention a tzaddik, you mishabeach him, when you mention someone, you say good about him, that will encourage them, that will give them the power to create these other toldos of masim tovim. Because when a person feels appreciated, the person understands that other people recognize what he's doing, that gives them the power to be able to continue to do so. We see this in reality in everyday life. I was mentioning actually to Reb Simcha, he's not with us this morning, to set up a Torah way, and I met him this week in Shalsky, just after I thought of this chat. and I shared with him. He told me he's not going to be here today on Friday, and he told me it's so true. He said, even just in Torah way itself, how much effort goes in to make sure the shum should run, everything should be set up properly, and people give feedback, people give positive feedback, and people encourage us to say a nice word, that gives people the strength to continue. As I was talking to him, someone else was listening in, and he said that he knows a certain Choshvit, he said he davens for them sometimes, and he told him in passing, in a certain Beis Medrash, without mentioning names, he doesn't like to daven there, because no one appreciates when he davens. The fact that he had the feedback, we didn't have the feedback, that gave him the encouragement and the power to be able to continue doing so. You would think it's only by simple people, but the Pasuk says, Imre Tzadik Kitoiv. Even a Tzadik sometimes needs Kitoiv. I was preparing lessons, Mishnayis Erevin, and I was using a very geschmacker Mishnayis called Mishnayis Yata Dishmaya. And I thought to myself, I owe it to the author, to the Mechaber, just to acknowledge his efforts for a beautiful job he's done. So I looked at the beginning of the Sefer, and I saw his number. I called him up as Shenishdu, he was ready to Ben Shivim then. I called him up and I asked him, he wasn't home, his wife picked up the phone. I said, I just want to say a grace shkoyach for the fabulous Mishnayis that your husband's made. She was so excited, she asked me to call back when he was home to be able to hear the feedback firsthand. And I think to myself, this is a Yid, you've got thousands of Yid using his forum. Feedback is incredibly important and it gives a person the appreciation that people understand what he's done and that gives them the power to continue. But that's really on a simple level. There's really a much deeper level why when people are mistapen b'shvach of other people, why when people appreciate other people, they compliment them, why that empowers them. Rashi in Tanis Tavches brings a famous story about a boy and a girl that met and they promised to marry each other and there was no one there for Eidus. So they asked who's going to be the Eidim for our promise that we're going to get married to each other. So they said, "Boy, v'chulda, that was going to be this pit and this weasel. They're going to be the edim." And afterwards, this boy forgot what he promised, and life continued. In the meantime, he married someone else, and Nebuch, he had two children. One of them was nipped in the pit, so one of them was bitten by a weasel. And he started to think to himself, "Why is this happening to him?" And it came a flashback what he'd done years earlier, and these two edim had done their job to remind him he has to marry the original person that he said he's going to. So Chaim Shalevet says over here, the Gemara is talking about there the power of Emunah. That's what the Gemara is talking about over there. So Chaim Shalevet brings a raya from this episode. He says, you see to the extent how much believing in something it manages to do. Which means the fact that they believed in this boy, they believed in this childa, they believed in the pit and the weasel, that gave the power, that injected the energy for them to be able to do their job. Even though they didn't have any seichel, boys the doimim, doesn't matter. A person gleibt an epis, a person believes in something, that gives it the koich. We see this same yisoid later on in this week's Sedra. There's a very, very strange Rashi when it comes to the beginning of the marble. Rashi says, as Noach was mektane yamina. Noach was from the small believers. Rashi says, mamin, ve'ele mamin. He believed, but he didn't really believe. So what does that mean? He believed, but he didn't really believe. So the Abt Reuven Oyev Yisrael says that there's two translations of the word Emina. Emina either means to believe, or he says Emina is a loshen vayhi oimei lesadasa, which means to bring up, which means to be mamshich, to make sure that she continued to grow. So he says as follows. He says when a person believes in something, that actually empowers the thing to happen. That brings the Ishiya. There's many stories and people didn't have any schism to be saved. The fact that they had the minna in the bruch of a tzaddik, or they had the minna in the master thing that they were doing, that itself caused it to happen. That was the only schism I have, because it's a metzia. It's like the same way that if I pick up this phone and I leave go, it's going to fall, because gravity is something which Rebbeinu should put into teva, that it works. The same thing is, you believe in something, that injects the energy into it. So he said that Noach knew very well, the Bereshit said there's going to be a marble, Avad is going to be a marble. But he didn't want to bring his Emunah to the full level. He was a man of Ein Mamun. He didn't want, as a result of his Emunah, that the marble should actually start coming straight away. He was a man of Ein Mamun. So we see over here what we just said, that if a person is Hoyuviz Kira, he mentioned the name of a tzaddik, he mentioned Noach's name, the Bereshit says, one second, I want to teach you a lesson over here. Zeich tzaddik, you mentioned a tzaddik, libroche, bimustapa bishvoche. You know what's going to be the result of that? The result of that will be that you're going to produce, this tzaddik will have now the energy to produce Ma'asim Tovim. So before we mentioned Reb Simcha, now we can mention Reb MD, when all the effort that he puts into Torah way. So the fact that we appreciate his work, and we acknowledge it to a certain extent, we don't really understand what he's doing, because if we would understand when a person arranges a shia, the schist that he's got, and the amount of bruch he brings into the town, we would have a much deeper, and express much deeper HaKadosh HaToiv. But just the bare minimal, we hope his kira mentioned his name, we need to be Mustafa B'Shvochei. You know what's going to be the result? He's going to have the energy to be able to do more. Because when you believe in someone, you believe in something, that empowers them to be able to continue. So understanding that we don't always appreciate something, we see this later on in the Sedra as well. There's a pasuk later on in the Sedra, Anach came out of the Teva, and he brought Korbonus, Perik Ches, Posuk Chof. Vayivin Noach Mizbeach LaHashem, he took from all the behemoths, Vayal Oilis on Mizbeach, and Posuk Chof Aleph says, a very interesting expression, I don't know if it appears anywhere else in the Torah. Vayoch HaShem Mizbeach Nechoach, Vayoyim HaShem El Liboy. Maybe the end of Bereshit is there. Vayoyim HaShem El Liboy. Rarely sees this expression. And the Bereshit said, Loi Oisiv Oid Lekala Loi Des Adoma. I'm not going to anymore bring Klola to the earth. So the question is, did Noach know about this or not? Because this sounds like Vayim Hashem El Liboy. Kibyochel the Mishnah spoke to his heart. Did he know about this or not? Says Machlokes Hashanim. Ebenezer says Vayim Hashem El Liboy. Va'achakach Gilos Soidoy LeNoach. After they revealed this secret to Noach, Ki Novi Hoya. He was a Novi, and therefore Noach was entitled to know what the Ribbono Shel Olam did as a result of his Korbanos, and he knew about this. So the Ramban, argues, and the Ramban said, no. He didn't reveal this matter to the Novi. Rak. When Moshe, years later, wrote the Torah, then the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe, you should just know that many, many hundreds of years earlier, when Noach came out of the table, brought these korbanos, the result was, there was an achasrich when he brought the korbanos. The gozash l'yosef oid l'hakir says kol chai. And then I decreed, I'm not going to l'yosef oid l'kalitz adoma. So let's just picture the following scene, just to bring to life what this means now in everyday life. You come home one evening, and you want to retire for the night, and it's already a bit late, and there's a knock on the door, okay? You go to the front door, and you see there's a queue there of 10 people. And you think to yourself, 10 people this time of night? All different types of people, okay? You open the door and you bring them in and you ask, like, how can I help you? So he said, no, we want to speak to one other girl. Okay. So firstly, there's someone there and he's recovering from some sort of operation that he's had. And he says, I just wanted to tell you that I'm very, very grateful for what you've done. He said, to be honest with you, I don't really know who you are. He says, I think something very strange. You might not believe me, but I think it's only fair that I come back to you and tell you about this. And he says that I've been struggling already for many months with a certain issue, a health issue which I had. And Baruch Hashem, yesterday I was released from hospital. And I had a very strange dream that this person, this in this road, his tefillahs, when he davens Rafa'inu, he always davens that Klal Yisrael's chayim should become better. He has davens great kavana. You should just know that his tefillah was the one that actually got you out better and got you out of hospital. I just felt it's fair that I should let you know about this. It's a strange thing that I thought of. And is it make sense? You take a daven refrain the extra. He says, to be honest, I actually do. It bothers me very much. Never so many are not well. I always daven with great kavana. I even daven the second Rosh Hashanah. When I talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam's Reifa Cholim, I think how many hundreds of people come out of hospitals a year that because the Ribbono Shel Olam makes them better. Yeah, okay, fine. And he thinks, wow, that's the result. My tefillah did this. Okay. Then afterwards, he sees someone else. He says, I just want to speak to I don't want everyone else to hear. He says, not everyone knows, but I've almost been on the breadline for a long time now. I've been struggling to make a deal, and it's very, very complicated. The cash flow wasn't good, nothing was working out. I had to struggle. It's very embarrassing to borrow money from people. But you should know, recently I made a big deal, and I was thinking to myself, what happened all of a sudden? And as I was thinking, I had this cholam, and I saw Gilim el Hashemayim, he told me that this person's tefillah, he davens Bor Chalein, he davens that Klal Yisrael Shalpanosa, he was the one that actually did this for you. And he thinks to himself, wow, these tefillahs made a difference at this random yid. And the list goes on. There was another boy that wasn't sure whether to go to yeshiva or not, and he says that he davens that everyone has shavina vilnisarisech, as a man class will be able to learn Torah better. And the other person, he goes through one person after the next, and all come back and give him the feedback that Mila Shemaim, they've had this gila, that his tefillahs are the ones that actually did this. If we would get these knocks on our doors every day, we would be left with very, very little bechira. Because we would appreciate and understand that when we do something, when we daven, when we, it has an effect, and we can see it to be linked up. This tefillah caused this person to come out of hospital. This tefillah caused this yidaban also. But the problem is that we don't get this feedback. And the reason be'emes is, because the Gemara says in Bamed Tzia, that as this world, Eilam Hazeh, is compared to Laila, compared to darkness, which means the Rebbe Yishmael Davka switches the lights off. He says, I'm going to give you a job to do, do it. What's the effects? I don't know. Even Noach, he transformed history forever. Rebbe Yishmael said, Vayem Hashem Elibay, Loi Oisev Lekalel Oides Adomo. Why? Because Noach wrote these Kabbalahs. Did Noach know about it? Machlok is a Shonim. According to Ramban, he never knew about this. How many good things which we do, as innocent as they may seem, an extra capital tell him after davening, that was actually the one which stopped that rocket falling where this yid was. If we would only live with this awareness, and we're going to find out about this one day. It took a long time to find out about this. But we would almost appreciate that every little thing that we do has a tremendous effect. It would be so much more valuable to us, and would automatically invest more effort and more koiches into it. Coming back to this Rashi, I saw there's a sefer Shari Tovia for Nagor of Tovia Weiss, the guy with the Shlaim, that I was dealing with for many years. Chimash Ramban, because my father advised me to get curious with him as soon as he came to the Shlaim. So he's got a beautiful sefer on the Torah, and he writes there, but there Chalotza, a Pshat Rashi as follows. He says, the main impression that tzaddikim have on their toldos, on their offspring, is through ma'asim tovim. Which means there's two ways how to educate, there's two ways how to be mechanech. Either person takes his talmid, takes his child, and he talks to them, and he elaborates about the importance of something. There's another way how a person can educate, is by example. So if you have a father that's davening b'tfilah, the kavona, he takes it seriously, he won't need to ask his son not to talk, because his father is a living example of that. So the main way, the ikil told us, the main way that a tzaddik impresses his holders, he encourages them, he inspires them, he educates them, is through ma'asim tovim, through the ma'asim tovim of the tzaddik. If he is doing what he's meant to be doing in the right manner, that will automatically be mashpia on his talmidim in the right way. So he brings that for Reb Tesla. Reb Tesla used to say, "V'dibarat abom." What? Which word should he be saying to your children? V'dibarat abom. The answer is v'shivtecho b'visecho, v'lechtecho v'aderech, v'shochem v'chavkimecho. Through you on Hoga, through the way you walk, through the way you sitting at home, through the action that you're doing, that is the v'dibarat abom. That are the words which you're saying without speaking. That's the way how you're transmitting to the next day the way to behave. So the ikat all the same shesavikim is the Ma'asim Tovim. That's how Reb Tovia said with Erech Halotz Pshat in Zrashi, the Seyid is Moedik Emes. I heard once from Reb Zev Cohen from Gates at the Menal for Shiva Gdeila, he says, V'limantem Oysom Es Bneichem, if you look in the Torah, it's a Chos of Ov. Oysom is spelled Aleph Sof Mem. We read it Oysom, but you can also read it Atem. So he said, if you know how you're going to be able to be Matzliach, as v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem, if v'limadetem atem. If you yourself are learning, that will automatically have the effect that the children will also be, will become a v'limadetem oisem. The next Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, but the roisov, yesh rabbi sin adoshim oisem l'shvach, that if it would be in the doyer tzaddik, he would be even a greater tzaddik. Because lefi doiroi, he was a tzaddik. If he would have been a doiroi of Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't be considered anything, which is very strange. Why should we look to see, to be doiroi shlegnai, if we can be doiroi shleshvach? So then the same sefer in Shara Tovia, he says, he suggests a pshat as follows. He says that, firstly he says, some people are medayik, the loshen, yesh shedoshim. It's not Mirabe Seinu, because it's, But he says the Mefurish Gemara and the Medrash, Machlokes Pashas and Tanoim Amroim, are whether the Shvach and Ganai. It's Shvach to say that Pshat, even though Asom Padre says and others say so, but maybe just the Rem is what they're saying. But the Posh Pshat is Machlokes about this. Machlokes Amroim, Machlokes Tanoim, what's the Pshat? So he says some people think to themselves that if I'll be born with Gvaldik Kishroidness, I'll have abilities, I'll be an amazing person, then you can expect me to put Koiches in, something's going to become from me. But I know the truth. If I'll be in the door of Avraham Avinu, I wouldn't be looked at. I'm a nothing. So therefore, a person can excuse himself and say, I don't need to do anything. I'm not a great fellow anyway. So he says, no. The Torah teaches us over here that even though Noach was be'emus, a tzaddik, only according to his generation, he nevertheless managed to become what he became. He was an ish tzaddik, tomoi v'derosav, and he lemaisa saved the whole world. He says, a mensch is kaimnish tzi klein, tzirat v'lavelt. Person is never too small to save a world. And a person thinks to himself, I'll be honest, it's not fake and over here. I'm being very honest, I know very well, compared to previous generations, I'm literally nothing. Doesn't matter, that doesn't excuse a person. The feed doiroi, according to a person's abilities, a person's koiches, he can do so. He said so in the yeshiva at the beginning of his man. He was encouraging, Rav Teva was encouraging the bochum to put koiches in. He said, a bochum can so easily think to himself, if I have a good head, I have a gitter cup, I have a smart, I've got cheshek, I've got shmak and learning. No, memela, it's worth it to put koiches in. But I can't, I'm a simple bochum, what do you want from me? He said, that's not an excuse. He says, even if, and even if it's true, it doesn't matter. You still can manage to be able to do what, according to your level, what you can do. He said, the Chofetz Chaim said, when a king comes to visit his various provinces, so it depends, he goes to a big town, a major city, so the mayor of the town, of Emes, the greatest knackers and the wise people and influential people, and then he comes to a little village, the whole village consists of 20 families, and they've also got a Rosh Hakul and a mayor, and the king goes to him, and he thinks to himself, if I would be in the big town, then wouldn't look at me. Doesn't matter. Where you are now, you're the person that's got these koichas, and therefore, this is something which the king is interested in. So every person, wherever they are, whatever level they are, that's going to have that's a reasonable person to be able to put the koichas into him. Posuk continues a bit later on, a very interesting posuk with many, many seemingly extra words in. When Noach is told to bring the food into the teva, it says before Sheni Peg Vav Pasuk Chof Aleph, "Va'ata kach lecha mikol machel." You should take from all food, asher ye ochel, which is going to be eaten. Va'asafta lech, you should bring it, should gather it to you. Va'hoy lecha, it'll be for you, for lehem and for them leochel to eat. So there's no less than five kashas on this pasuk. Number one, why did the Torah have to introduce the word va'ata? The Torah is in the middle of talking to Noach. Why not say the word va'ata on you? Who else is Benjamin talking to? He was a no. Hashem is addressing him already. What's the word va'ata? Number two, why does it have to say mikol machel? You should take from all the foods. You should just say kach lecha machel, take food. Number three, the extra words lechayra she ye ochel. What else is it going to do with food? You should take from all the food which is going to be eaten. The word ashe ye ochel are also extra. The fourth kash is the extra words of asafta ilech, you should gather it to you. Just say very simply, take the food, make sure you got food to the table. What's the extra word for asafta ilech? And number five, and you know what's going to happen if you have the food, then you're going to be able to have food to eat. I've just told you, take food. It's a very simple instruction. Take food. It's not rocket science to work out what to do with food. It's going to be a whole dinner table. We need to have enough to provide for you and your family, for everyone. Why all these extra words in one pasuk? So I was thinking of a pshat, and I saw, as Baruch Hashem, that the Welt says, the guys of Agud Aveig, Tefer mentioned, you go on a straight path, you're going to meet other people. So, when the Doshra Magid had a son, called Reb Yitzchak, in the Sefer Oy Yitzchak, he says the following pshat, and I'll just say Bekitza. Chazal say that, in the Gemara Chagiga, Yidveis and Yidveis, as there is an omad echad ba'olam, there's a pill in the world for tzaddik shmoy, which means, like the Gemara elaborates by Amos early in Brochus Yitzayin, kol ha'olam le'nizn ele b'shul chanina b'ni. The person wants to know in which chis does the whole world have sustenance for, to have food for. There it says, there's a tzaddik, could be you don't even know who he is, he's sitting and learning, he's serving the Rebbeinu Shleilam, because of his avodas Hashem, the entire world is being fed. They're eating of his chisim. Now, the Pasuk reads as follows. The Torah is telling us that when it comes to having food, it's not just a matter of bringing food into a table that everyone can eat. You have to understand what's the source of it. But everyone understands, Rahman al-Islam, when there's rockets landing, they're coming from somewhere. There's a powerhouse working out where they should come from, where they should be manufactured. There's a source to everything. So when you see, Baruch Hashem, you go into a shop, you see the chef of the Belgium gives. Think about it. How many apples are consumed a day in Manchester? How many loaves of slices of bread are eaten a day in England? It's numbers which you can't even begin to imagine. And every day, Baruch Hashem, you come to the shops, the shelves are stacked. What's going on? The Russians be mashbia moyed the chef of food. This is in recent years we get used to this, but it's an incredible amount of chef of this. All different shapes and colors and sizes and flavors. The Russian chef is gewaldig. What's it coming from? There's a source. There's a schiz that's coming to the finest the world. So Chazal tell us that the schiz of tzaddikim. This is what is causing the world to be able to have food. So the Pasuk reads as follows. Va'ata. He's talking, I want to say, I'm going to tell you now, not just what to do, but where is it coming from? And you, Noach, this ish tzaddik, kach lecha mikol machel. Machel, not just food. The Pasuk in Mishlech, ach lemachst up here, we see that only non-gashmas are resembled by the moshla food. Asher yei ochel. Perhaps you can say that the way a tzaddik consumes the food is not with the whole geshmak. It's just an activity of understanding. The food has to be able to be put into him to be have energy to be able to eat. Asheye ochel, person isn't involved in the gashmis to be able to take from it. It needs to be eaten. There's an avoid that has to be done that this food should be eaten. Va'asavto ilecho, asavto is the lotion of tara, va'achet te'osev, asifosin zeat ta'iroson, va'asavto ilecho, va'hoi lecho va'lehem lo'ochlo. You know what, if you're going to be eating the food in this manner, if the tzaddik is oisik with anyone gashmias, if the tzaddik is doing it in a manner l'shem shemaim, that will be a mekoy, that will be a source that the whole world will be able to have this shefa. Through the tzaddik taking this food, va'hoi lecho va'lehem lo'ochlo. And many times a person doesn't appreciate necessarily the effect, like we said before, of the Mass and Torah, even the Torah that we're doing. But there's a very Shafik Chazal, the Gemara says Sanhedrin, someone says the Chas v'Shalom, Maya Halud Rabbonon, what did the Rabbonon do? They don't do anything for society. Chazal called him Apikori if someone speaks like that. Why? Because if you have the Torah lens, you have a Torah vision, you appreciate Be'emus, that when a tzaddik is doing something, it has an effect. When we understand that we know that when we learn Torah, that's what saves Klal Yisrael, then living like that and appreciating that will give us a deeper understanding what really is going on. That's what we saw this year, the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Sukkot, we saw this Rosh Yemach Shemoy, that he got killed. And Sinwa, like I just say his name, it's Sinedrish even, but the simcha that happened the first day of Yom Tov, Chazal teaches that the Arameenim is more krov. Chazal say, Rosh Nazar Kodesh, the Arameenim are weapons. And you had hundreds of thousands of Yidden around the world that were sending missiles from all over the place. And they were the ones that were oisik in this. And we aligned the Pori Achag, the Umas Ha'olim going down and down, the Sikkis, we go from 13 all the way down to 7, every day less and less and less. And boy by yoim, we see such a result. Person that lives with a Torahic understanding will understand that this is the Metzias. Torah is Magna Master, Torah protects, Tefillah has an effect, Bas and Torah McLaren will have an effect. And we don't understand. What did I do? I took Arba Minim and I shockled. Just saying Halal this morning, saying the same Pesikim we said just a week or two ago, with such a simcha, with Zeichet to hold the Arba Minim on hands, and be able to be Menanea of Arba Chesoylam, which is Oitzes Tholim Roim, Riches Rois. The Chazal tell us, the first Gemara in Sikha, that when a person takes the Arba Minim, it has an effect beyond his imagination. What did I do already? He didn't see. He took Arba Minim, he shocked in all directions. What happened as a result? He was Oitzerichis Rois of Tholim. How does that happen? I don't know. And to be honest, when I go in the street and I see a fellow from BT, we're opening one of those boxes, and there's thousands of wires there, and he's fixing an issue. And I look at it and I say, I understand, I don't know what's going on. But before he came, the line wasn't working. After he came, it's working. What did he do? He fiddled around at the source, he worked it out, and it's working now. I understand why that causes that my telephone should not work? No idea. Did it do a good job? Seemingly so, because my phone's working now. So we do mitzvah master time. We don't always understand and realize the effect of what we're doing. And if we would, we would be left with very little bechira. But when a person at least lives with a semina and he understands and he values it, and he appreciates it, that can have a major difference in the way of his own outlook and the whole how much kochus he puts into Avodas Hashem. Every time he davens, every time he does something, he understands that there are after effects, there are good things coming as a result of what he's doing. So just to finish what we did, the same way that we spoke about having a minute to someone else, appreciating someone else, valuing someone else, and that can cause them to be able to have more mass matzavim, the same thing with us ourselves. Now sometimes a person does something and there's no one around for him to appreciate it, to compliment him. Never that person does it to himself and he thinks to himself, who knows what a gewaldiger tzoyis, how many people were helped through this mincha adama today, through this mitzvah, and I can give an appreciation to be able to continue to do so. Like Chazal tell us, it's going to be the Chanik Zabayis, the Samikdash HaShlishi, Shvizoycha, Hakit Chodesh, Hagiben Shal Chodesh, Soiva Keis, the Chol Tzor Yisaini, Tchile Varoish, the Fede Navsheni.
I want to start with the Vats, but then say three riddles, quiz questions you can ask by the table tonight.